This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you, where you can actually control the content of the website. You find something online you think's interesting, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners will vote, and you can vote as well. The most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, for those of you just tuning in, we, in the last hour, were talking about the old media, specifically newsprint, and to be very specific, daily newsprint, daily newspapers. They're having a pretty tough time. They've been having a tough time over basically the last decade, acceleratingly difficult of a time over the last 5 years, as newspapers all across the country have been sold for pennies on the dollar, some of them shutting down completely. And yet, still amongst all this, there are some of them that are trying their damnedest to stay afloat, although some of them have been sold off again at a fraction probably of what they might have sold for 30 years ago to people like Warren Buffett. According to Bloomberg.com, Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated struck a deal to acquire 63 newspapers, for which he paid $142 million. About $2 million per paper on average there. Buffett is adding to their newspaper holdings. With that deal, he bought the Buffalo News back in 1977 and said in 2009 that newspapers have the potential for unending losses, is now betting that papers with a community focus can profit as they change their models.
I would agree that that local news source has a huge amount of momentum. Nobody's covering the local news. Nobody has the newsroom like these local newspapers do. They have the reporters. They have the momentum. Advertisers are used to advertising there. If they can clean up this antiquated model that they've got, I mean, they're ad venues. They are an ad venue. They need to understand that they're an ad venue. They are a way to deliver advertising to people. I'm looking at a website right now, and I see advertising on the side, but I'm there because of the news. Mm-hmm. I'm drawn there for the news, and I get the ads.
Well, newspapers here in New Hampshire started to be subsidized, and I think you guys covered this last year, because the laws are written in such a way that require so many different things to be published in the local newspaper.
That's true.
So when the newspapers started to lose funding and lose their money or lose their subscriber base, like there was this situation that arose where they're like, what do we do when there's all these people who need to meet these legal requirements, but the newspaper shuts down? So then the state gets involved and gives the money, and it's...
Didn't that happen in Claremont, New Hampshire?
Yes, that's where it happened, Claremont.
It's the Eagle.
Yep.
The newspaper was going to go out of business, and the government essentially bailed them out, didn't they?
Yep.
Is it a government-run operation, or what happened there?
I don't know
what the details are?
I'm curious about that.
Well, anyway, we've been talking about this old media perspective on how to do things online, and Buffett's saying he doesn't believe that free news has a future. He's saying that the industry needs
to... The new internet thing's a fad.
Right, well...
Yeah, it's going away.
Well, I don't think he thinks the internet's going away, but he certainly thinks that he can shut down any sort of free access that people have to their newspaper websites and continue to run a profitable operation with other companies out there offering news for free. That's going to be the real trick. I think, Mark, you kind of touched on earlier the idea that all these newspaper conglomerates, the New York Times, Warren Buffett, and these other characters, I guess the guy behind Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, he owns a few papers as well.
Quite a few.
So these guys are, if they can get all these different newspapers under their wings and then put them all behind a paywall, they think they've got it the fix in, but they're not counting on Huffington Post. They're not counting on all the indie media sites out there, all the independents, freekeen.com, all these people that are out there doing news reporting of some sort, whether it's got a bias or not. I mean, everybody knows news has a bias. So these other companies and individuals and websites and bloggers are going to be out there offering content for free, covering the same stories for free. It's going to be interesting to watch it all go down.
No amount of money can shut down competition. And I mean,
on the internet, that's for sure.
No, not on the internet. And the old media and the old good old boy network hate YouTube. They hate anything internet. I mean, it's such a threat to the power structure because it allows people to communicate the truth.
And, well, or it allows them to communicate. They can communicate lies too.
That's true.
And but you see, the thing is when you misuse your momentum, and that's what newspapers have. That they don't have the momentum they had 30 years ago, mm-hmm. but they've got momentum, a lot of momentum still, because they had a huge amount before.
Right.
But
they've
every
got branding.
Time
they've got subscribers.
Every time they misuse their information by sounding biased, that's in a small way what may drive some people away. But really what it comes down to is, do you want to pay X, do you want to write a check for X number of dollars every month to get this thing sent to your door? And the vast majority of people are like, no, I just don't need that to have that happen. So you need to incentivize people to pick up your ad venue. And they're not.
So Buffett, who's 81, says that he believes that while circulation may slip, papers only fail when there are dailies competing in the same town. He says that a publication forfeits its position as the
Claremont?
Primary...
Daily? Yeah. Is there a daily competing in Claremont?
I doubt it.
No, we're not.
He says that a publication forfeits its position as the primary source of locally important information, or the market doesn't have a sense of identity, he claims.
Well, look, markets, and I think that identity is slipping away from markets. I think that,
you got a McDonald's over here, you got a McDonald's
right.
over there. What's the difference?
The McDonald's look the same, the Home Depots look the same, the Walmarts look the same. You know, markets are losing their identities.
He says, we don't face those problems, he wrote in a letter dated yesterday and posted on the website of the Berkshire Omaha World Herald, which is in the Nebraska town where Buffett's company is based. Berkshire, he says, will probably purchase more papers in the next few years. We will favor towns and cities with a strong sense of community.
Well, that's I don't know how one rates that.
Well, but that's, you know, from his perspective, that's a good approach, right? I mean, if you're gonna try to continue making money at newsprint, you better focus local. You better be as hyper local as possible.
Agreed.
And in any place where they've got that, you know, like here in Keene, they've got a bunch of things around town. If you go to different vendors, different stores around town, you walk in, they've got a little sticker on the window that says it's Keene to shop locally.
Yeah.
And so there's that community sense that I think he's looking to pander to try to keep selling his papers.
Yeah, but if you stop selling the papers, then you will even have more of that hyper-locality, because then more people will read the document. Then you'll be able to more people advertising in it.
You mean if you stop selling, as in what you were saying last hour, where you take a price tag off the paper and give it away?
Yes, I think you should. It's an old model. It's outdated. People look at these penny savers and these weeklies things, whatever they're called in your town. There are probably several of them. They tend to have these kind of fluff news stories about the advertiser in them. They're all classified and ads, but people look at them. And if you give them
and they're making money.
Hard news in one of these things and ads, then, you know, it's going to work.
How does, like, the USA Today stay in business? I don't understand. I mean, do they really have that large just advertising? I mean, that many people actually still read national newspapers?
I sometimes get news stories from USA Today and, in my show prep. That's all I can tell you about it. I mean,
Buffett wrote in the letter, I've got some strong political views, but Berkshire owns the paper. I don't, and Berkshire will always be non-political. The billionaire investor says that editors should focus on making the papers indispensable to local communities. He says, our future depends on remaining the primary source of information in certain subjects of great importance to our readers. Technological change has caused us to lose primacy in various key areas, including national news, sports, stock quotations, and employment opportunities. So be it, he says. Our job is to reign supreme in matters of local importance. And finally here it says that the newspaper industry suffering drops in print advertising has recently embraced digital subscription plans. New York Times began charging readers to access its news stories online last year, attracting about 450,000 paying subscribers as of March of this year. Its so-called paywall is estimated to bring in $125 million next year for Times Corporation, which, by the way, there's other news about the New York Times. They are now slicing in half the amount of free articles that you can find on their website at nytimes.com. So when they launched their paywall, the old deal was that you could go to New York Times, their website, you could read 20 articles per month for free. Now it's down to 10. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,568. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,607.52, $803.76 for a half ounce, or $401.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,607.52, $803.76, and $401.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next...
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you may enjoy the features there for free. We've got a bulletin board system where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can do it all for zero cost. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You can find that there. And that's, again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Now then, if you are someone who operates a blog or a website and you've been considering adding your own forum but you don't want to compromise the privacy of your users, visit plainboards.com. P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. Offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. You don't even have to be a webmaster. You can just go and create your own message board if you want to, and then invite your friends to it. There's no installation necessary, and of course you don't have to identify yourself or log in to get started. You just go to plainboards.com, type in the name of the board, and with literally, you click go, and that's it. It's there. It's been created for you. Plainboards.com. Completely free. P-L-A-I-N. Boards.com. So let's go to the phones here, and then we can continue talking about the state of newsprint here, because there's more news that is of interest. Let's go first, though, to Sydney. Listening in Montreal. Sydney, you're on Free Talk Live.
Bonjour, Yann. Bonjour, Bradley. Bonjour, Marc.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I actually wanted to talk about a situation that's been ongoing here in Quebec. The media here likes talking about it as if it's only been going on for 3 months, but I'd like to add a bit more context, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Basically, in December of last year, something to that effect, the Quebec provincial government decided to raise tuition fees for our universities by roughly 75%.
And, okay, that's a pretty big hike.
Well, it is, but it's actually a hike over the next 5 years. So from 2012 to 2017, the tuition fees would gradually increase by 75%.
Okay.
And naturally, the students, a lot of students weren't happy about that. And
sure.
Even though most of the students are still progressing normally through their education, about 3 months ago, some student associations in some of these universities decided to go on strike and started protesting. And this has been ongoing for the last couple months. And there have been, like, different talks and negotiations between some government officials and some representatives of the student association. And long story short, they managed to pass the law saying that basically even if you attend a the university that's on strike and you want to go to your courses, you can go. And basically the picket lines can't stop you. And that didn't really stop some intimidation from happening on campus. So then the hammer really came down last week, actually. The provincial government passed Bill 78, which allegedly it wants to be a bill that guarantees access to education. You know, one of those bills that, let me just read the title in French. Actually, it's too long. But basically, it's one of these bills that says, you know, law guaranteeing access to education. But then they slipped in some really draconian things in there. The scariest one to me personally is that basically, any protest of 50 people or more, you have to declare the protest and the itinerary that you're going to use to the local police 8 hours beforehand.
To get their permission or just to let them know?
That's the thing. Because you probably know how legalese works, but it says that you have to let the police know, but it also says that the police can, the police has the right to move the itinerary and say, no, you can't protest there, you have to protest here.
And this is, I'm sorry, just to clarify, this is only for college students?
No, actually, this is for everyone.
Really?
It says...
And is this just in Quebec, or is it the entire country of Canada?
No, this is just in Quebec.
Got it.
Yeah.
Notice this is a native Quebecer saying Quebec.
Quebec.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm confused by your confusion all of a sudden.
Oh, Ian loves to use some kind of, he likes to use some kind of native accent whenever he talks about some place. And you'll note that he said Quebec as if he is, in fact, Quebecois.
Yeah, but he usually sounds pretty accurate when he does it.
I think he sounds ludicrous.
Well, the fact that I was confused by your confusion is kind of a check mark for Ian, if you will.
Indeed.
But moving on, there are other things like basically there are fines. There are all sorts of fines that can be imposed on people that break these laws. And The fines can go, like, private individuals can be fined anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 for breaking these laws. Oh, and there's one part, though. I keep focusing on the part that affects me because I haven't, like, I graduated over 10 years ago, so this issue doesn't really affect me. But there are things like banning protests within 50 meters of an educational establishment. Post high school.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And not only that, if you're a student association, the actual association can be fined up to $125,000.
Jeez.
Yes.
Well, you're saying this doesn't affect you, but I thought you said this affects everybody.
Oh, well, the right to protest. I mean, this is like the fact that I can't gather with 49 of my friends without warning the police. 8 hours beforehand definitely affects me. We're talking about the right of association.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And not only that, I mean, I'm a bit of a legalese geek, so I actually read one of the initial drafts of the law, which is 9 pages long, which is the equivalent of writing it on a napkin by government standards. The 9-page law.
Yeah, it's pretty small by the government standard.
Yeah, exactly. So the original draft that I read was 10 people or more. I'm glad that they. Somewhere along the negotiations between when this bill was a project and when it actually passed, the arbitrary number of 10 was increased to 50.
To the arbitrary number of 50, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Has this law passed, or is it just in proposed form at the moment?
It's been in effect since Friday afternoon of last week.
Okay.
It's in effect.
Wow.
And some people will say that it's a temporary law.
They always say that.
Yeah, but the very article that specifies the deadline, it says that it will expire in July of 2013 or whatever date the government deems appropriate. Whatever. Basically, they gave themselves permission to extend the law.
Of course,
sure.
Hey, thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I'm sorry to hear the news, and but I appreciate you letting us know and everybody else out there in Quebec. Who hasn't heard the news yet? Thanks for the call, Sydney.
Everyone in Quebec's heard the news. Trust me on that.
All right, good. Well, we hadn't, and I appreciate you bringing it to us. Thanks for the call, dude. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still time. Plenty of it for you and your thoughts. And also still to come here, Brad's got this story about the New York Times and how much it costs to actually print the New York Times and how apparently you could buy all their subscribers a Kindle for that cost.
It costs twice as much.
I'd like to find out more about that. 855-450-FREE. Plus, looks like the Times-Picayune down in New Orleans is going to be shutting down. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you will find there free. We've got archives. You can go back to late 2006. Download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you'd like over at freetalklive.com. Plus, I added a link last night to make it easy to get to our SoundCloud page. If you go to freetalklive.com, you look on the left-hand side of the page where we've got, it's like down the middle, you've got all the itemed number or the numbered items. But on the left-hand side, there's some other things that are titled. There's one that says Listen and Share. Under that, you'll find FTL on SoundCloud. You can just click that link. It'll take you right to our SoundCloud page, which makes it very easy to share any episode of Free Talk Live that you'd like with your friends on your favorite social networking website or your blog or whatever. Again, go to freetalklive.com, grab the archives.
Yeah, please do that. Please do some sharing of the episodes. We love people to share them on their Facebook pages. It gets more new and listeners to check out the show, and that's what we're looking for. Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. Not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees, and, you can go get your favorite over there. My favorite's the French Roast Decaf, but you certainly don't have to get what I get. It's great coffee. And when I say gourmet, people just toss that term around with coffee, but this is some of the best coffee I've ever tasted in my life. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
We've been chronicling over the last several years on this program the failing state of the newspaper industry. And, let's be honest, the radio industry is having a tough time, too. They're doing better than, in my opinion at least, radio as far as like the big three old media, television, newsprint, radio. Radio's doing, I think, the best.
Well, I think radio's experienced the most competition. Competition breeds innovation and a better business model.
That's a true statement. Yeah.
And so when you're talking about one newspaper in town, one television station. One television station in the state or whatever.
You're talking about New Hampshire, but in some places they don't have very many more than one or two TV stations.
Sure, and in some towns there's one big newspaper and then three TV stations. In some cities, and then but they have 15 radio stations.
Right.
In other places, you'll have a newspaper, and then they'll have no television station and five radio stations. But almost, I can't think of any place that has
more papers and TV stations than radio.
Yeah, that there's any kind of the comparison is there at all. So radio has to be more competitive.
And any radio stations survive if they don't have an internet presence? I mean, is there such thing as
sure.
AM, just AM straight only,
Believe it or not, yeah, it's amazing to see, but
I don't recommend it. I think you're
right, and that's a statement of how insulated radio is. I mean, Mark, you mentioned they have competition, which is true, but it's still an insulated business in that the FCC restricts heavily the amount of players that can be in the radio market. In that market that you were talking about with the 15 radio stations, they could have 45 radio stations if it weren't for the FCC getting in the way and preventing entrepreneurs from starting up their own station.
More competition would be better for the ones that rise to the top, the better radio stations.
It sure would, and it would drive ad rates down, too, which would keep ads cheaper for the businesses.
It may or may not drive. I don't know that it would necessarily drive
ad rates. I would think it would. More competition in the market?
Maybe the bigger radio stations would then. I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's a true statement. The bigger radio stations would get better, and that would be the place where most people would be, and your rates would still be what your rates are. So at that point, radio would be a better place to advertise for businesses because the competition would have made all those companies better. So I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Well, there's other news in regards to newsprint out there, and we were talking about the New York Times, which, of course, is... It's something to look at for people to examine how just sad the newsprint industry is. Of course, the New York Times has had to resort, I believe, to actually renting out space in its building in New York City simply because they need the money. And they also flipped over to their subscription model. They're trying to get people to subscribe to their online publication. And so according to Mashable.com, Sarah Kessler reports that their paywall is about to get stronger. Readers can now access only 10 free articles on the site each month instead of 20. So about a year ago, they started their new paywall program up. They allowed you to get 20 articles per month. Now it's going down to 10.
Yeah, I don't think the way to get more business is to decrease service.
The subscribers pay currently, they're about 450,000 subscribers to their pay site. They pay between $15 and $35 per month for access to the digital version of the Times, depending on whether they opt for access to smartphone and tablet apps. Remember when we talked about this the first time? It was like this really confusing scheme
yes.
that they had. Like if you wanted to have a tablet app, it was $5 more, but if you have a smartphone app, it was $2 or something. It was like some crazy, bizarro, confusing scheme. But
and it wasn't, and it didn't make any sense far as the rates and stuff. You could get, you'd spend more doing something than you would doing another, and basically you get the same thing for, it just didn't make any sense.
Right,
it's
and
like
of course,
pricing a value meal higher than the three items that are in it or whatever.
I always used to get mad when I would end up on the New York Times website because, you click a link because you want to read the news, and then it's like, oh, log in.
Right. Or you can read the paper, or read the link once, because you've got that 10 free articles per month. But then if you click the link a second time, because you didn't have time to read it the first time you brought it up. Well, at least this happens to me. I'm doing show prep. Somebody links me to a New York Times article, and I copy the link, and then I put it in my show prep for the night, and then I click the link to pull it up, and I no longer have access to it.
Yep.
But there's a workaround for that, by the way. You can still access the publication's articles by clicking on links in blogs, search engines, and social sites even after you reach your monthly limit. And since I knew this was the case, I just searched for the title of the article in Google and then clicked through the Google News link, and it worked. So there is that workaround for the New York Times.
Is it because they want people to post it post things on your feed to get traffic up? Or
yeah, they want traffic to come up to their site, and they know if people are coming through Google, then they want them to be able to see the article. But they also want to encourage that person to order their pay subscription, so when they identify that IP address has been surfing on their site on their own, I guess, for enough time, then they decide to hit them with the charges.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like I said, I'm looking at a site here right now, reading the news, and it's got ads all in it. Put the ads in there. When people want the news, they'll come, they'll look at the ads, just, you know, get these advertisers to pay for it. They're willing to do it. They want where the eyes are. Provide people what they want. They'll put their eyes on it. This is a model that works.
Hey, Brad, give me the numbers on this New York Times. What's it cost to actually print versus buy each customer or each subscriber Amazon Kindle?
Sure. I mean, do you want me to read the article?
Is from 2009, right?
Right.
You can start jumping on the article.
Yeah, sure. Okay. This is from 2009, and it's from businessinsider.com.
So this is the price of a Kindle in 2009,
right?
Which would have been even higher than it is today.
Right. I think these came out, 2008?
Something like that.
I would have guessed 2009. Because
so this article is titled, Printing the New York Times Costs Twice as Much as Sending Every Subscriber a Free Kindle. Not that it's anything we think the New York Times company should do, but we thought it was worth pointing out that it costs the Times about twice as much money to print and deliver the newspaper over a year as it would cost to send each of its subscribers a brand new Amazon Kindle instead. Here's how we did the math.
Each year.
Each year.
Yeah.
Each year.
Get a new Kindle every year.
Two of them. Twice as much, right?
Or yeah. They could send you one Kindle and keep the rest of the money for themselves.
They could send you a Kindle every 6 months.
Yeah.
And have you read the newspaper on that, which I don't know how effective it would be, and couponing and all those things. I mean, there's certainly issues to it. That's an expensive business model.
It certainly is. Well, and nowadays Kindles are cheaper, so you probably could get like 8 of them in a year. But anyway.
And full color or whatever.
It says, here's how we did the math. According to Times' Q30810Q, the company spends $63 million per quarter on raw materials and $148 million on wages and benefits. We've heard the wages and benefits for just the newsroom are about $200 million per year.
Wow. Now, they're hugely unionized in New York City, so I don't know, you know, how that affects what the comparison is to other radio or other newspapers.
I'm sure it bears a big cost.
We're going to come back with more here, 855-453. You're certainly welcome to comment on the state of newsprint. Maybe you've worked for a newspaper and you've gotten the axe recently, as is about to happen at the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, because unlike these newspapers around the country that are in going through their death throes, we understand that the freemium model can work, and it does work if you allow it to. If you put it out there, if people appreciate the work that you're doing, then they're going to reward you with something. And that's the way we do business here at Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can download however many archives you want, I mean, years and years and years worth of archives. You can interact with other listeners, and you can do it all for zero cost to you. But, it does cost us money to run this operation here, and we'd appreciate it if you decided to support the show, and we make it easy for you to do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and it's $3 a month. I think the New York Times is charging $15 to $35 per month for their online subscription paywall service, where they're trying to basically coerce you gently into signing up. I guess coercion is not quite the right word, but give you severe incentives.
Convince.
Yeah, to persuade you heavily by locking down your access to the information on their site and hoping that that will convince you to pay up and pony up. And apparently it has convinced about 500,000 people to do that at this point. Over the last year, they've had about 500,000 signups. We're nowhere near that. I think we've got maybe a couple few hundred Free Talk Live amplifiers, but a few hundred people sending in $3 a month makes a big difference for a little radio program like Free Talk Live.
I've been a proud amplifier for probably 3 years now.
You have been?
Yeah.
And are you, gold right now?
Yeah, I was platinum for a while, but then I'm back at gold, and if I can afford it again in the future, I'll go back up.
You know, platinum, gold, that's pretty awesome. It's above and beyond the Call of Duty. All we ask is for the $3 a month, but you're doing 10 right now,
yeah.
Brad.
And I don't think we've ever gotten on the air and asked anybody to up their amplifier.
Never.
I mean, thank you to anybody who wants to go beyond being an amplifier, but all we ever ask is for people to do the $3 a month.
Right, and it makes a big difference for us because it makes it so we can market the show, advertise, market, and promote what AMP stands for. And so it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, So we can help save the radio business as well by giving them some fresh content that's not your typical talk radio that you tend to get out there on most talk radio stations. So if you want to help us do that and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials that the regular podcast does, you get perks if you go sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. And the AMP podcast is very, very high quality as well. So amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to news about the news business, specifically the newsprint world. But Mary is on the line in West Michigan. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. This is Mary, and I called in on Monday and talked to you guys about what happened to me with the $1 bills.
Yes.
And, yeah, recap us briefly on that.
Yeah, basically I went in to pay a fine of $145 for a ticket and a reinstatement fee in $1 bills, and I had written quotes and had help writing quotes and under duress and a lot of really root-striking comments on these bills, and I ended up spending the night in a cage after going through a very traumatic experience of being maced in the face twice and tased twice.
And this is because they didn't want to take the money from you because they claimed it had been mutilated by your writing upon it.
Correct. And it definitely was not illegal for them to take. I mean, there was not that amount of damage to the cash that I was bringing. Well, my brother was there with me, and he had the camera before it was grabbed. They went for the camera, and then I reached up and grabbed it and put it in my pocket, said that's my property. I turned it off and won't be turned back on. And by the time I was back to the door, I was grabbed a hold of, and I pulled away, and they said, that's it, it's over. And then I was, next thing I know, I'm on the ground, and I ended up getting pepper sprayed in the face twice, and tased at least twice. And my brother was witness to this, and he wanted to call in, he was willing to call in tonight to talk to you guys. So I was like, all right, that'd be cool to get another person's perspective. So, yeah, Dave. So I'm going to put my brother on, and you can basically ask him from somebody who could actually see what was going on from an outsider's perspective.
And this was going on at a court. Was this a court lobby where this was taking place? Where was it you were paying that fine?
This is the front lobby of the courthouse where I got tased and maced. And, yes, I was there trying to pay the fine at the Hudsonville Courthouse in West Michigan.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and put your brother on. Brad, you're looking confused.
Well, I was just all thinking right, that it seems brother, that...
Thank you.
It seems that courthouses nationwide are pretty violent places to walk into.
Absolutely, especially if you have a video camera. As you know, as you had represented Jason Talley from Talley.tv in court just recently, because he walked into the local courthouse with a video camera attached to his lapel and was attacked by the men, the sheriffs that were there.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, this is David.
Hi, David. So you witnessed your sister being attacked by the police the other day?
Yeah, I did. And the one thing I said to the officer was, when he asked me to turn it off, I stated that, you know, the reason that you want me to turn this off is so there's no documentation, you know, to keep you honest, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, and that proved, you know, yeah, that was evident after everything happened. And at one point, I mean, of course, their police reports don't say this, but from my perspective, it looked like she was handcuffed when they tased her the last time.
Wow.
Both hands were behind the back. And I had two officers standing in front of me. I'm 6'2", 280 pounds. So, you know, I had both of them, two officers making sure I didn't step in. And it looked like she was handcuffed when they tased her the last time. And
David, how did it go from wanting to pay the fine with $1 bills that had been written upon to the clerk there refusing to pay the fine to your sister being on the ground being tased and pepper sprayed? I mean, what transpired between their refusal of the bills and her getting attacked?
Well, at the point that they said, okay, we're not going to accept this money, they said it's time for you guys to leave, and then, you know, my sister was just trying to have a conversation, peaceful the whole time, no vulgarities, no raising of the voice. They tried to escort us out, and we were walking slowly most of the time, She stopped a couple of times to try and engage them in peaceful conversation. And, you know, they threatened to arrest her for trespassing. We kept moving. We got to the lobby area. And that's when the one officer said, last chance. And it was probably within 2 seconds of him saying last chance that they all just jumped on her, basically.
Wow. So you guys were actually in the process of leaving when they attacked you.
Yes, we were vacating the building, and we were within 2 foot of being outside. When she was on the ground in what appeared to be handcuffed and then tased, her head was outside of the building.
Do you know if this, now I know that y'all had stopped the recording because of the intimidation by the police fairly early on in this, is that right?
Correct.
So do you know if the building, like for instance here in Keene, New Hampshire, they've got security cameras all over the place. Do you know if there is, if there's like a governmental security camera record of this event?
Yes, there is, and I believe the court-appointed lawyer that she has at this point is trying to get that, but whether that will disappear or ever surface.
A lot of times it mysteriously didn't get recorded.
Good luck with that. I was arrested down at the U.S.-Mexico border last year, and I got an attorney right away to sue the Department of Homeland Security, and they got in touch with them right away, and they didn't have the video. They couldn't find it. But
what do you know?
You better believe it. If they had evidence that would support prosecuting me or you or your sister, that they'd find the video right away.
A judge in Seattle ruled that that's okay.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, it's okay for the police to have evidence that exonerates you or proves that they're guilty of something and not give it up.
Right.
Hey,
what kind
David,
of insane police state is that?
It is an insane story. I hope that you guys are all right, and at some point, you know, I think maybe that more people that are willing to take these sorts of actions and make these kinds of protests should get together and join up and join the Free State Project, get together with other like-minded people all in the same place. I want to thank you for the call. Please keep us in the loop and let us know how the case develops. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is imminent. It is less than 4 weeks from now. It's coming up quickly. It's going to be here before you know it. And it's not too late to get registered at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It'd be a great event for David and Mary to come out and meet some other like-minded activists.
Yeah,
it are. Getting together all in the same place to get active, because it makes it easier to do these things when you can have people there to back you up, when it's not just one family member or your loved one, your spouse that's helping you, when you've actually got a network of activists. PORCFEST.com. Go get registered for PortFest there. Hour 3 is up next. You can take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.